Are you ready for the weekend yet? We have events, news, and a guest for you to enjoy this Lake Life weekend. Hello and welcome to another episode of Lake Life Weekend Podcast. I'm Dirk, I'm your host. Thank you for tuning in. This weekend 15 ahead of us. We are waiting patiently for spring to come and this winter to end, but I know it will be here soon. Stay tuned for an interview with my son Harry, giving a little bit of a kid's perspective on lake life. And one interesting thing I learned was that actually it's the simple things in life that he appreciates most. Age 9, and it's connecting with nature, hiking, being in the sand, in the water, and I'm really glad that I'm able to provide that for him here. We truly enjoy our weekends rejuvenating, and I hope you do too, and I hope we are all able to slow down and get a full week behind us every weekend when we can enjoy this lake life, which has so much to bear. And speaking of that, please take advantage of our daily updated event schedule on lakelifeweekend.com. We are working hard on providing stories, events, some news, and we added recipes every week. There's a lot to explore, and I also kindly ask for your help if you like to be a contributor. Please email us at hello@lakelifeweekend.com. You can share your stories with us or tell us your events that you have planned. If you would like to be part of our program or have any kind of suggestions, please feel free to email us. I'm also proud to announce that we are working with a number of partners on growing our platform. That is exciting. I'm also very proud to have interesting interview guests come. So the next weeks are scheduled with local people telling us about what they're doing, what's happening, and some really big names are coming and they share their history here in Lakes Country. So I don't want to tell any names yet, but that's coming up. So please stay tuned with us. Another thank you to our sponsor, At Ease Dog and Lift from Frazee is supporting us another week with our program. Meet John and Mike on Highway 10, just east of Detroit Lakes. And if you are thinking about upgrading your dog and lift system, please make a stop at their new showroom and you will get great help. So now I don't want to keep this any longer from our interview with Harry, and please enjoy and have a wonderful weekend ahead. Welcome to our interview part. I'm here with my son. Hi, Harry.
Hi.
So before we talk about lake life from a kid's perspective, tell us about you. What's your name? How old are you? Where are you from?
My name is Harry. I'm 9 years old, and I'm from Germany.
You are from
Germany? Or Fargo.
Or Fargo. Germany, Fargo. Actually, Breckenridge now. We moved a little bit, and Harry was born in Germany. It's a little awkward. We usually only speak German at home, and I never really speak English to Harry, or he never speaks English to me. So apologize if we are sometimes a little different here. So, right, Harry?
Yeah.
Yeah, genau. So, speaking about lake life, what lake are you on?
Lake 7.
Lake 7, right. Our favorite spot year-round. We live here year-round, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And how long have we been there? Do you remember?
4 years.
4 years now, exactly. It's our fifth summer. And you like it year-round? Do you like summer and winter?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Summer more.
Summer more, yeah. So what does a normal life or day, I was gonna say. You go to school where?
In Breckenridge.
In Breckenridge, right? So we spent the week in Breckenridge and then mostly the weekends and the full summer on the lake. So tell us, how does lake life or what's lake life to you? Tell us a little bit about your lake life.
So I like going down, building sandcastles on the beach, and fishing, and riding the boat, canoeing.
Yeah, canoeing, boating, going to the beach. We have a little beach, a small little spot, right?
Yep.
So when do we usually come to the lake?
On Friday.
Friday after school?
Mm-hmm.
And so how does it feel to you, leaving the city behind? Are you excited then?
Yeah.
Yeah? And I'm curious. I really don't know. I never asked you that. How does it look for you on your drive to Lakes Country? What are you hoping for? Tell us.
I'm excited mostly in the summer because then we get to go down on the beach and swim.
Yeah.
And go fishing.
And on the way to the lake, do you have like, are you excited? How does that feel?
It feels,
Is it so normal to you?
Yeah.
Okay, that was really a trick question. So it's a normal life to you, huh?
Yeah.
What do you value most about Lakes Country then? What is important to you that we do this every weekend?
Getting to go hiking and road trips.
Yeah.
And boating.
Yeah.
Fishing.
So you like outdoors?
Yeah.
So compared to the city, you're really enjoying to be connected and be in nature?
Yeah.
So we go on hikes regularly, huh?
Yeah.
In the woods and such?
Yeah.
What do you like about hiking?
You get to look for deer antlers.
Yeah.
Or deer sheds.
Yeah.
You get to see deer and stuff like that.
Animals. You look at everything, don't you?
Yeah.
What do you find? You always look at little plants and such.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you enjoy...
Rocks.
Oh, rocks. You're collecting rocks, that's true. And so you don't mind running around, and we usually go on for an hour, are we not?
Yeah.
Yeah, at least, no? Right behind our house?
Yep.
Yeah. And when we do road trips, what do you like about the road trips? Where's our favorite spot? Where do we go most?
Right between Lake Lida and Crystal Lake by Maplewood State Park.
Yeah, that road, huh? Mm-hmm. That curvy road.
Yeah.
And do you remember the little museum? By the water, the dam?
No.
Phelps Mill?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we go there always, don't we?
Yeah.
Do you like that spot?
Yeah.
What do you like about that spot?
I don't know.
It's a little museum?
Yeah.
All the machinery?
Yeah.
It's cute, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember how many stories there are?
Five?
I think four. Ground level, and you can go all the way up, and it's interesting to see how the grain and...
Yeah.
It all worked. There's little explanations and stuff.
Yeah.
And you can hear the water...
Yeah.
Rush down the little dam, yeah?
Yeah.
And we throw some rocks in there.
Yeah.
And sticks. Yeah, yeah, I like that spot too. So, we do a lot of road trips, huh? And in the summer, what is something that you always think of, or is there anything you can remember besides putting sun lotion on? It's important, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You like to swim?
Yeah.
Can you dive?
Yeah.
Yeah? You a good swimmer?
Yeah.
Did we swim to the island once?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? That was 400 meters.
Yeah.
Yeah. You made it all by yourself.
Yep.
Yeah. We got to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a good swimmer?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, tell us a story. Do you have a lake life story that you remember, like when a friend was there, or what is good memories?
When we found our deer antler when we were hiking once.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. We were looking for him, and I just looked left, and there was one laying there.
Yeah, you always talk about that. That was a good experience, good memories.
Yeah.
Do you like it when grandma and grandpa are at the lake? They're coming this year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ne? From Germany.
Yep.
Yeah. Excited for that?
Yeah.
What else? You make memories? Do you know what memories are?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what already sticks to your head thinking of the summers?
Swimming mostly.
Okay, swimming. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, how many fishing rods do you have?
4 at the source and 1 at my mom's source.
Oh, yeah, you have 5 total, huh? Yeah. And, what do you do? What else do you do?
Kayaking sometimes.
Oh, yeah, kayaking. Canoeing, kayaking, boating, swimming, diving, fishing.
Yeah.
Sandcastling.
Yeah.
Hiking.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of lake life subjects here.
Yeah.
And anything else that comes to mind? Anything else you want to share?
When the water airplanes land at right in front of us at our lake.
Oh yeah, we always have water planes, right?
Mm-hmm.
From the neighbor.
Yeah.
How many?
3. 1 big one and 2 small yellow ones.
Oh yeah, sometimes there's even 4 yellow ones.
Oh.
Yeah. Sometimes there's 5. Yeah, that's fun when they start and land.
Yeah,
that is cool. So that's good memories. So water planes. Have you been in a floating plane yet?
No.
No, huh? Yeah. Yeah. So, is there another story that you remember you want to share?
No.
No? Okay. Well, then I would say that was our little kid's perspective on lake life. And if we sum that up, you just like to be connected to nature, play around. You feel free?
Yeah.
Yeah? And you feel safe?
Yeah.
Yeah? You can roam around and be a little wild?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us today for our little program.
Yep.
Anything else you want to shout out?
No.
No? We love lake life?
Yeah.
We love lake life. Okay. Thank you very much. You have a good weekend ahead, Harry.
Yep.
Thank you. Yeah, this was already our newest episode of the Lake Life Weekend podcast. We sure hope you enjoyed it. Tune in again next week with another great guest and updates. Always check out our website, lakelifeweekend.com. And if you have some comments, please feel free to email us at hello@lakelifeweekend.com. And you have a wonderful weekend ahead.